Burlington police are facing scrutiny after several incidents where officers allegedly used excessive force. Two of the incidents are the subject of federal lawsuits. Those, both caught on film, came after questions in a case where a man died a few days after getting into a fight with a Burlington cop. As VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, there are calls for reform from city leaders and residents, including some activists who are taking oversight into their own hands.
On a recent Saturday night, two women stand in the shadow of City Hall in downtown Burlington. The women argue loudly with two police officers.
Why am I getting one? I didn't even touch her.
It's a little unclear what happened, but it seems like they were involved in a fight.
Did my hands touch her?
Saturdays in downtown Burlington, especially when the weather warms up, are busy. People stream out of restaurants and laugh with friends on their way to bars. Most are careful to avoid the confrontation unfolding on the corner and zip by without looking. But not Jazz Mojica. She's resolutely watching the scene, her camcorder out and rolling. And she's not the only one recording. Five other people stand in a semicircle with their phones out. One of the women talking to the police turns and asks Mojica what she's doing. At first, she's annoyed.
We're filming the cops, not you.
Well, you're filming me.
Well, we're just making sure they don't violate your rights.
The woman eventually tells Mojica she doesn't mind if they record. Mojica's leading the group on a cop watch. That's when activists go out and film the police. The main goal, they say, is to prevent officer misconduct. For most of the group, it's their first time. Generally, cop watching is done in small groups of at least two or three people, both for safety and to record incidents from multiple angles. In Burlington, Mojica organized shifts to patrol during times when police interactions are likely, weekend nights around the bars downtown. During a shift, cop watchers move around the city looking for police. If they come across any action, the cameras come out. When recording, they're supposed to stay quiet. Most of the tape gets deleted unless the video exposes misconduct, says Mojica.
And we notice that when we have cameras on the police, they stand up a little straighter and they don't want to be caught on camera doing anything inappropriate that could get them in trouble.
Mojica is from Vermont, though now she lives in Austin, Texas. She's part of a group that cop watches in that city. During a recent visit back home, Mojica offered to teach people how to do it.
All, you know, power to the people who go the city council route and all those kind of legitimate, quote-unquote, political avenues, but I just get really frustrated sometimes and want to kind of exercise power in a different way.
Are we ready to vote? I think we are. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Counselor While activists Short. Responded yes. quickly to the use of force incidents, the political reaction has been slower.
Resolution passes by a vote of 11 to 1.
Last week, the Burlington City Council created a special committee to review police policy. Their focus would include reviewing use of force policy and officer training. Independent City Councilor Adam Roof says the group needs a broad mandate.
I mean, if you take one of these things out, you're missing part of the puzzle. And so it's this dynamic between, okay, do we want to be acute for the purpose of being swift, or do we want to be thorough, which requires process, which requires time?
The 15-person group will comprise of city and police officials, social service organizations, and activists. Some councilors have concerns. Perry Freeman, a progressive, says she's worried about missing an opportunity to make substantive reform.
There's already so much reticence to create those kind of changes, and I don't know if creating a special committee around it is really going to create the amount of political will and pressure. I think it's going to require continued vigilance from the public, from people who are directly impacted by violence.
One of the central concerns over these incidents is why it took a lawsuit 8 months after the fact for the public to learn about these cases. The department conducted an internal investigation and one officer was suspended. But personnel matters, like internal investigations, are currently withheld from the public. City leaders, including the police chief and Mayor Moreau Weinberger, want to change that.
I think it was a real problem here that this didn't come out for 8 months. And I think it's really, you know, we're suffering from the fact that we didn't have policies. And I'm really quite hopeful that we will emerge from this with policies that accelerate the release of that information.
The Burlington Police Officers Union will have one representative on the new committee. But Corporal Dan Gilligan, the union president, is wary of change for the sake of change.
If it's just to add language that makes people feel better about it, that doesn't make any substantive change about how we actually conduct ourselves, then that just raises, that will raise a bunch of questions and a bunch of issues that we're going to have to work through.
As for the cop watchers, Gilligan says the police are used to being filmed.
Filming us is fine, as long as you're not interfering with what it is we're doing, or just interfering with our personal space, because we're just like everybody else. We can't have people in our face all the time.
I didn't even do anything, you guys.
Back on Church Street during the cop watch, the scene's winding down. The officers gave the women citations and notices to appear in court. As police leave, the new cop watchers put down their phones. Mojica assures them it gets easier.
After you film once, you feel a lot more comfortable doing it again.
But Lauren Kenny, one of the new cop watchers, says it'll take time.
Just like being relaxing and being calm, like I'm literally just here to film and be a force for de-escalation.
Kenny turns back and joins the group, eyes peeled for flashing blue lights and cameras at the ready. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.